Yeah, what were you going to tell me? You were going to give me more devastating news?
Yeah, well, it might be nothing. It might be nothing. So I'm, remember I was telling you, I don't know if you, you might have been kind of, I don't know if I even explained this right. I don't think you're drunk, but I was telling you that I was getting this thing. It's not a brain zap, but it's like, I'll get a weird smell. And then I get like, it's like a, I was trying to, it's like a panic attack condensed into like 1 second where you just go, and it just goes away. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm, but the cool thing is, well, kind of stinks.
Is it like brain cancer?
I don't know, but it only, I don't think so. But it only happened, primarily only happened when I was like really stoned. So I was like, so I dug in, I did research after this week. It happened when I was up here the other time. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I went home and I researched. Dude. I went home and I couldn't pin this thing down. I've been Googling it for months. So I pin it down, dude. Temporal lobe seizures. My brain activity.
Yeah, but you Googled it.
Oh, no. I went to the doctor.
Oh, no.
Went to the doctor. I mean, obviously, I'm house. And the lady's like, I looked at this. I researched it. And I was like, I think it's temporal lobe seizures. She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
But I told her, I'm like, here's the secret. My dirty secret. It only happens if I'm smoking weed. And she was like, well.
Now you have to stop smoking.
What are you
going to
do with that? And I was like, I'll cut it down. And I'll, you know, work my way back up. But I looked it up.
Work my way back up.
Can't apparently so CBD inhibits seizures, but THC in 10 also inhibits seizures, but in 10% of people can bring about slightly epileptic like brain patterns. So then I looked it up, dude. I have an epileptic personality. Religious zeal, writers. My whole life is just epilepsy, dude. You can boil it down. My brain just fucked up.
Yeah,
but no, I think I'm fine. I got to go to a neurologist, but I'm good. Unless I have like some sort of like acorn in my brain.
That is cool that you have seizures.
It's kind of sick. They're not seizures. They're very mild.
But hope it'll develop. Hopefully you get like a wicked seizure one time.
Like a grand mal. I'm working my way up. I have like real pussy versions.
Then you can have like a cane and be like a true professor.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'll be like a young Reverend Martin Luther. Not the king. The OG.
Not the king.
The OG was just epileptic fits, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was just thrown into fit. A lot of you know, comes in my territory. A lot of mystics are just epileptic. You call it epileptic. I don't even know how to say it. But yeah, dude, fucking. But I've told the lady, I'm like, it doesn't happen if I'm not smoking weed. And I have to also be stressed while I'm smoking, like, not even smoking edibles. If I get stressed on an edible, I might seize up.
Really?
I get a weird smell out of nowhere. It's like a chemical smell.
Damn.
And I just go, and I just like sit there like, it happened to me on the dance floor.
I just had a seizure.
When I was at the wedding and
you
I was dancing it up, I was on the
people
dance floor.
People would have thought you were hitting the sizzling bacon.
They couldn't tell, dude.
Laid on the ground, fucking people would be like,
dude,
damn,
I'm telling
his
you.
Moves are out of this world.
They just form a circle. It's just my brain, dude. It's like the electrical. I have very strange electrical activity. I can't talk, dude. It's my fucking epilepsy. My epilepsy journey is crazy, dude.
I saw a
dude,
girl.
Dude, this is my
epilepsy journey. Have you seen a seizure?
Yeah, I saw.
I've seen
a
couple
people
have seizures, and it's fucking nuts.
But you can have different. There's different versions of it. That's called a grand mal or something. I'm having like very baby versions where it's just occurring in my brain. My body's not even. I'm not even going like. My brain just goes. I just go, huh, and I stop and go.
Oh,
I hope that's nothing.
Oh yeah.
I finally found it on Google. I'm like, dude. So yeah, the doc was like,
it's crazy when you find your diagnosis on Google. That's how I was with sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
What if I got that now, dude? If I dozed.
Dude, I had a little bit of SP this morning.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I don't get it like that. I only got it like
I got woken
two
up.
Or three times.
See if I got woken up. I got woken up in the middle of the night to get Maya. Dude, I had sleep paralysis, lucid dreams of eating pussy last night.
Yo.
Not Brett. It was the point where I thought Brittany had come in on me going like, because I was eating pussy from the bottom.
So really?
I was just going. I woke up just like, ugh.
You can move your tongue during sleep paralysis?
That was the whole question because I'm kind of lucid. So when I came out of it, I was like, was I doing that?
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, hopefully not.
I did drugs this weekend.
Did drugs?
Yeah.
Party time?
Not cocaine.
Nice. But, so just awesome drugs then?
Yeah, I did Molly.
Nice.
I shouldn't have done that.
What? How was it? I'll ask.
How was it? It was an awesome and incredible experience.
Nice.
And I continue to really enjoy it.
Nice.
But.
What was the day after?
The day after was fine. I just stayed up too late. I've been staying up too late. Yeah. This week has been it's been party time. I mean, my life's a movie.
Dude, bro. You got to get fully into like Molly kind of Burning Man culture.
I can't.
There's parties afterwards. You can go to like a day after recovery party where like you'll just like get like
I don't know.
You'll just massage other people who are on Molly and get massaged.
The hangover is not as bad
as
alcohol and cocaine.
Yeah.
For sure. Hangover is like, and what's nice about it is anytime I do it, I definitely stop drinking. Like I just take it and drink water and I'm like, this is nice.
Not bad.
And I went to a bar. Dude, Richmond, Virginia is where I was this weekend. It's filled.
You had those things on you.
Antifa, bro.
So you were mollying on Antifa?
I took some molly, went to this one bar. It was so nice. It was like an English pub.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. There was fucking Christmas lights everywhere.
That's pretty nice.
And the molly was just hitting like right when I got in there. And I was like,
damn,
this is so nice. This is great. I'm just going to sit here, drink water.
Nice.
And then Antifa bartenders hate me.
What the fuck? What's their
problem? It's like Fishtown fucking waiters and shit.
In the South?
They're so mad. They're mad at me.
That's the worst place to be a hipster in the South.
They're so... Dude, I don't know what it is about bartenders that are like young dude bartenders that like think they're tough.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers me more.
Yeah, it's...
It's like, dude, be a bartender.
Yeah, you get a lot of bartenders with barista energy.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of stinks, dude.
You can see their shitty sleeve tattoos. I was just like, all right, these guys... But I was nice to them.
They all look like the lead singer of Incubus.
Yeah.
And they just fucking tend bar.
And they're just mean. And they're like, what's up, dude? Another guy from the industry came in. He was bartending somewhere else. He hated me so much that he left. He was that angry at me.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck's that guy's
problem? You're chilling on fucking Molly.
I was on Molly. And I was like, dude, you guys are great. This is awesome.
And they were like,
ugh. And they were like, oh, yeah? Okay. Like, what's going on? Why are you in town? This is where they got mad. Because I said I was doing comedy in Richmond, and they're like, how is it? Like, real fucking dismissive of everything I said. They're like, oh, okay.
Ugh.
And I was like, the crowds are pretty uptight here. I was like, everybody's kind
of... I was laughing thinking about you on Molly is battling bartenders.
I hated these guys.
Hold on a second, guys.
Yeah, I was like, fellas, I touched the one guy's arm. And that's when he left. I touched his arm, and I was like, I'm so sorry I touched you, dude. And he was like... And he was like a fat, short, fat, tough guy.
Oh, no. He was fat jacked.
He was a fat...
Was he wearing a tight t-shirt?
He was, and it was a bar from another... He was at a different bar. Came in, he started complaining about the industry to the other guy. And I was trying to be very nice. I was like, is this your bar? To the guy, he was like, I'm a manager.
Oh.
Like, it's cool. It's really cool. Like, it's great. And he was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, somebody tricked people who work in the restaurants into thinking they're like cool and like rock stars.
Yeah, why would they be mean to a customer?
Cause they hate their jobs.
They're
drug addicts, brats, dude.
But this is what they got mad at.
They're drug addicts.
Yeah, fucking dumb druggies. I was on Molly having fun.
Yeah, jumping through hoops for tips, dude.
True.
I'm telling you, nobody likes this, but I'm fully into defunding waiters. I want to defund wait staffs.
Bring back slaves.
Or just defund them, man, and bring them down a notch. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'll keep an open mind on your plan, but they're getting paid too much for the job they're doing, and it creates they don't feel right about it on some level. So they turn to drugs and they turn to bad attitudes.
They're mean, dude.
I'm telling you, because they know.
I don't know what they're mean about. They love the CDC too.
Oh, dude,
they're so mean. They're rebels that also are like,
dude,
better fucking be a Democrat.
That was a very successful PSYOP campaign. Dude, 10 years ago, those guys would have been standing and occupying Wall Street. And now they're like, don't say shit about pharmaceutical companies. They got fucked, man. But they got fully PSYOP'd.
This is where they turned on me. So they were already
after the touch.
No, it was before the touch. This moment.
Where was Contact?
He was with me.
All right. Contact was at the helm?
Oh, Contact was with me, not on Molly.
Nice.
And
so he was jubilant. He was just naturally jubilant.
Yeah.
He was radiating positivity.
Me and him. No, we were both being very positive. It was Saturday night. It was the one good show we had.
Because
Thursday and Friday, we ate it.
You told me you had some pot-bellied hipsters, dude.
The pot-bellied hipsters, the Antifa hipsters, they're so all, mean, dude.
They got to go to the doctor, dude.
I don't know what their problem is.
They're physical. They all have pot-bellies.
Yeah, and they're jerks about it.
They would be able to stop fascists better if they got into somewhat of decent shape. They don't have to be like ripping out 130 push-ups a day with their cousins like me, but just somewhat of
disillusion. You guys are the fascist training.
Yeah, dude. I'm about to fucking knock them in the pot-belly.
Hold on. So this is where it turns. So he was asking about how it went. I was like, the crowds are a little fucking, like, they're like kind of sensitive because of everything that happened here.
Oh, and they just
they were like,
steam.
what do you mean by that? They didn't even ask what I meant by that. They just were like, from then on, they were fuming at me.
Really?
Yeah, they were definitely part of the
resistance.
The resistance.
You think they were leaving the industry?
Definitely.
And putting on like
kind 100%. Also, it was a soccer bar. My theory continues to hold up.
I saw the Grommet thing.
If you
thing
like
too.
MLS, you are Antifa.
Yeah.
If you're an MLS, if you're a white MLS fan, the lads are allowed to like
true.
It.
True. They're not. The lads aren't Antifa. First of all,
no, they're not.
Yeah,
they're chilling. They're no, working.
They're working.
They
hard,
can't.
So.
They don't have time to pretend that there's a fascist revolt. They have no time to make believe.
What's the Sixers guy too? Wallace or something? Grommet.
The dog?
No, what's that guy's name? The Sixers dude?
Wallace or Grommet? What do you mean?
The Sixers logo, the mascot.
Ben Franklin?
So, dude, it's my epilepsy journey, dude. I can't.
I know.
It's the fucking, it's the dude.
You're talking about the blue
dog.
The
orange thing from the Sixers, dude. My Flyers. My
yes,
Flyers.
Yes,
dude,
Gritty.
Come on, I have epilepsy. Come
Wallace
on.
Or Grommet.
Yeah, Gritty, that's what it was.
Yes.
I saw some Antifa, like...
They love Gritty.
Well, they were praising, like, teachers at a school near my house. They hung banners to be like, you guys are heroes, all this shit. And then there was a Gritty drawing just near it, like...
God.
Yeah, dude. They fucking... They're going to rise up, the nurses and the teachers, dude. They're going to join their ranks.
But yeah, Richmond had... Because Richmond's the capital of the Confederacy, so there's statues everywhere to Confederate generals.
Yeah.
And like a giant Robert E. Lee memorial and a monument. And
it ticks them off.
And they got ticked off about it, and they all spray painted BLM and George Floyd all over it. And but they didn't get the horse at the top, which is Robert E. Lee, so the monument just kind of looks like he's riding above everything. Now it kind of looks like he's just totally.
Did you read that in an article or did you?
Now it looks like he's just trampling over it, which is pretty funny. And then they put I said this part on stage. Then they put a basketball hoop at the bottom of it. And I was like, who designed this? Robert E. Lee? put a basketball hoop down there so they can fuck.
He just sits there all day.
And he's up on his horse above it all, dude. They couldn't get up to the horse. They couldn't
People
get
hooping
Robert.
Hard as hell, though.
Probably.
I'd be hooping hard, dude.
Yeah.
I saw Lee looking down on me. I'd fucking.
You'd have, for the whites.
Hooping hard,
dude. Swat a black dude in front of the Robert E. Lee Memorial.
Just get punched immediately.
If you dunked on a black dude in front of the Robert E. Lee.
Did you ever play pickup basketball? Like with
that
your
should be
boys?
An NBA streak level.
With Robert E. Lee?
In front of the Robert E. Lee Memorial.
Just put Sean Bradley. Sean Bradley.
You have to play with Sean Bradley.
Did you ever play like against, like in pickup basketball with like your boys versus like just black dudes?
Yeah, all the time.
We played down the beach and won one time, and it was a fucking
issue.
You
and me took on black kids at one, dude.
They were 12.
Who cares? We
true,
beat the hell
true,
out
we
of
beat them,
dude.
Damn, imagine we beat them in front of the statue, dude.
He might have come to life.
You think he would have fucking...
Robert E. Lee might have. Yeah, with Traveler. That was his horse.
He's like, damn, you guys were killing it in the paint.
Yes.
Your fundamentals are sound. No
I do declare.
None of that showboats.
Yeah, no showboats. Great screen. You guys really boxed out well.
Zone defense on 2-on-2. Excellent.
You fell down. That's okay. that was... But the crowds... So, Thursday and Friday, it's a new club. Mm-hmm. It's a good club. They're very nice. And but I didn't know they were doing menus and ordering through their phones.
Yeah, they're so chili style.
So, everybody in the fucking room is just looking at their phones throughout...
So what are they doing with waitresses?
I didn't know
waitresses?
They just come bring the food. I didn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. So I literally just thought everyone was on their phone the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, get off your fucking phones. And then they would try to talk and I'd be like, shut up. Just put it away. everybody kept trying to be like, no, we're ordering. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Damn.
And then, that was Thursday and Friday and that was terrible shows.
Yeah.
And then we got the rundown on all the BLM stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And why everybody was so fucking uptight about everything. Because while I was up there, I was like, are you guys mad that I'm being conservative or mad that I'm being too liberal?
Yeah.
Like, I can't figure out what you're mad at. Yeah, I'll be whatever you need
me to
be,
I'll lean
to
whatever
guys.
Side you want. Yeah.
Let me be a fucking Nazi right now, dude. If it makes you guys laugh, I'll fucking be a Nazi right now, dude.
You should start doing stand-up. You should start laying down doing stand-up.
I might lay down for stand-up for the
rest
of my life.
Dude, that would be fucking...
A lot of guys are afraid to just bring a couch on stage and lay down.
I mean, dude, it would trump sitting on the stool.
And kicking people out would be so sick. Just be like, get them out. take that and then fall asleep for like 20 minutes.
Then just you'd have to get beers with like a long straw.
Just the beer hat, one of the hats. Just lay here. Yes, dude.
That'd be pretty tight.
I actually, yeah. I actually planned on sitting up as soon as the podcast started, but things are going pretty
well. You're comfy, dude.
Things are going pretty well.
Hey, you're comfy.
I think there's going to be some negative comments, most likely about my physique and the fact that I need to lay down to do a podcast.
These guys got to knock that off, man.
Yeah, what the hell? They keep body shaming people for.
I don't understand why they're so mean.
Why they love body shaming.
They could just pump us up and pump each other up in the process.
Yeah, just be nice, dude.
It's crazy.
What the hell?
I don't understand, man. I don't understand it.
Oh, man. But yeah, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard when you're in your young 20s.
I did fall and did drugs. Back on no drugs.
I would say, though.
I'm allowed to have a little fun, dude.
You can have some fun.
A little bit of fun.
My dad says, you got to abuse something, man.
Yeah. And mine is drugs.
Gotta abuse something.
Mine is drugs.
It's just coffee and sweets. Hard on the sweets. But yeah, I mean, it could have been worse, man. You could have, imagine if you were doing coke and you hit that bar and you were like, fuck's your guy's problem.
Oh, yeah.
It
would have
been a total battle.
Yeah, it would have been terrible.
Been a total battle.
I was as nice as literally I could possibly be.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are great, man. This is great.
I can't believe they shunned you.
I was like, are these guys mad at me?
They shunned you.
Yeah, they were mad.
That's a hate crime, brother.
True.
You got shunned.
Shunning.
You got shunned.
I might have to take a...
Is there a hotline?
There should be a hotline.
You should call a hotline.
For white guys that got shunned?
They got shunned by other pot-belly.
Be mean again.
Like, did he have a pot-belly? Yeah, he had a pot-belly.
Yeah.
Did he have really pussy, skinny arms and somehow had a
pot-belly?
They were
so mean, dude.
Did all of his calories seem to skip his arms and go to his belly?
I don't understand why they're like... There's several of those.
Because their lives are fucked up, dude. They're completely co-opted by the system that they purport to be attacking. And they're totally obedient slaves to Big Pharma... The government. Their lives are a fucking lie, dude. And they just fucking crushed.
They could tell I was living in the truth.
They knew it, dude. You came in there just waving the blazing sword of truth.
Bright light when I walked.
Dude. You're like the guy from Game of Thrones fucking who just the eye patch and the sword, the fiery sword. So it's bullshit. It's
like, the statues are cool.
I'm just saying history's important.
Yeah, their state capital is the old Confederate capital.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh shit, that's the Confederate capital.
So you knew it.
I saw it from looking at it. It was pretty sick.
That's pretty tight.
And then when I was on stage, I was like, oh, you guys got a cool capital. That never used to be anything else, did it? And they were all like,
they were all sourpusses.
They were so fucking sad.
I mean, dude, imagine if you're trying to be woke in the fucking heart of the Confederacy.
In Richmond. Yeah. The capital of the Confederacy.
You come out every day and you're like, and you look up and see Lee just fucking.
Yeah, there's Lee. They had a statue of Stonewall like outside of their capital.
That got knocked over?
It may have, but they might have moved it to in front of the... I think it's just in front of the Capitol.
Really?
Ironically enough, it's like 30 yards away from like a civil rights monument.
Well, yeah, that's probably... It's like a school zone. You can't have... You got to keep like at least 30 yards.
You
got
to keep one around it to be like, no, we're cool. We do still like Stonewall.
It is a crazy fucking problem to have. Of just being like, I'm going to go to Greece. I'm going to try to find any of like the gods...
Yeah.
That were problematic and be like, take this down, dude.
Please remove this.
Dionysus.
Yes.
Making women eat babies and shit.
Dionysus did that?
Dude, when Dionysus came to town.
I thought he was just partying, dude.
He would, too. There was a lot to Dionysus.
Tell me about it.
Dionysus, he would come to town. He was crazy, dude. He was just total wildness. So, yeah, it was totally like, he was imbibing in the drinking and stuff. But he was so wild and fucking, like, chaotic that when girls saw him, they'd freak the fuck out. And sometimes they'd even eat their babies.
They'd freak out like they got so wet.
Kind of, dude. He would come to town. He was like a dude who would come to town and just like he was total chaos and disorder. People would be working, people would be industrious, and he'd be like, "Yo, let's fucking drink wine and go fucking nuts." And girls would just be like, "Ah."
And then they'd munch up their baby.
Yeah, if you can't fucking party with Dionysus, if you have a baby, you gotta munch it.
Yeah, you gotta like, oh fuck, I can't get a babysitter.
Yeah,
and I'm hungry.
You munch your baby and fucking go party with Dionysus.
Would you eat your daughter to go hang out with Dionysus?
To spring break? It depends.
People do that. It's
kill
pretty reasonable. Yeah, the myth makes perfect sense.
Yeah, man.
It's like people definitely are like, no, I still have to party. I don't want to raise this child.
Yeah, you can totally have a kid. You have to fully commit to being like, I'm going to give this thing the best life possible. Or you go, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
you just fuck your kid up.